What if the reason your firm isn't growing has nothing to do with your offer, your pricing, or your market, and everything to do with what's happening behind the scenes? Pause. Right now, professional services firms are facing a genuinely rare moment. Consumer spending is climbing, deal-making is accelerating, and new demand is hitting the market fast. But here's the thing. Opportunity doesn't reward the most ambitious firms. It rewards the most operationally ready ones. And this week, three very different stories from three very different corners of the world all point to the exact same lesson about execution. Pause. First, consumer spending is surging, and your window is narrow. National Australia Bank just reported a 1.2% rise in consumer spending in June 2026, with year-on-year growth hitting 6.8%. That same pattern is playing out across professional services markets globally. Clients are spending again, and they're spending with purpose. But here's the catch. Firms still running on improvised workflows are going to buckle under increased volume. The firms capturing this growth are the ones with streamlined intake, systematized communication, and repeatable delivery. The gap between market upturn and market saturation is tight. Operational readiness is how you move through it profitably. Pause. Second, the smartest firms aren't just acquiring clients. They're acquiring operational capability, creative planning, a registered investment advisor managing roughly $710 billion in assets. Just acquired Level Insurance Group, not to add headcount, but to add infrastructure. They bought the capability to serve clients across a broader risk management spectrum without rebuilding it from scratch. That's the move. Whether you're acquiring a tool, a partner, or a new service line, it only creates capacity if your operations can actually absorb it. Otherwise, you're not growing. You're just adding chaos. Pause. Third, the UK government just handed private sector firms a masterclass in what not to do. A new report from the Public Accounts Committee found that a multi-billion pound shared services program is at serious risk of failure. Unexplained delays. No oversight. No strategic grip. Sound familiar? That's what happens inside any organization, public or private, when back office discipline gets treated as an afterthought. Pause. Here's your action item. Before your next client meeting, audit one internal process: intake, onboarding, communication, and ask yourself honestly, could this handle three times the volume tomorrow? At Duster's Improvement Group, that's exactly the kind of question Kendrick Philpott helps firms answer before the pressure hits. Pause. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want a, I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.